When Google tracked a 2009 H1N1 flu pandemic faster than the CDC by analyzing search queries, it signaled a fundamental shift in how we understand reality. This wasn't just clever technology, it was the dawn of the big data era. For most of human history, we've been forced to work with limited information. The 1880 U.S. Census required 8 years to process, making its insights obsolete before publication. These weren't just logistical problems, but fundamental constraints on human knowledge. Today, those constraints have shattered. With billions of sensors, smartphones, and connected devices generating continuous data streams, we can analyze entire data sets rather than mere samples. Consider how Zoom, a financial services company, detected fraud by analyzing all transactions rather than investigating suspicious samples. They discovered subtle patterns that would have remained invisible using traditional approaches. This shift from sampling to comprehensive analysis fundamentally changes what we can know. Economist Stephen Levitt's examination of 64,000 sumo wrestling matches revealed match-fixing patterns that would have been undetectable through sampling. Similarly, network analysis of millions of mobile phone connections showed that peripheral members with outside connections are more crucial to network stability than well-connected central figures, a counterintuitive finding that traditional methods would have missed. What makes this revolution particularly fascinating is its prescience. Written before terms like data science became household phrases, big data accurately predicted how information would transform everything from healthcare to criminal justice, fundamentally changing our relationship with information and decision-making. For centuries, precision was paramount, but the big data era reveals a paradox. Messy data at scale often outperforms perfect data. Microsoft proved this when simple algorithms using a billion words achieved 95% accuracy, beating sophisticated algorithms with curated datasets. Google Translate similarly succeeds by leveraging billions of imperfect internet pages. BP uses hundreds of basic sensors over few precise ones in refineries, while MIT's Billion Prices Project tracks inflation through online prices, detecting trends months before official statistics. Database technology reflects this shift. Traditional structures now yield to NoSQL databases handling varied formats. Systems like Hadoop process vast, unstructured data without cleaning, cutting analysis time from months to minutes. By embracing messiness, we unlock the 95% of unstructured digital data. Like an impressionist painting, the complete picture reveals truth despite imprecise elements. In 1997, Greg Lyndon revolutionized Amazon by replacing human curators with an automated recommendation system based on purchasing patterns. The system, now generating one-third of Amazon's revenue, showed that knowing what customers buy together trumps understanding why. This shift from causation to correlation exemplifies big data's power. Walmart proved this by discovering hurricane-related purchases of flashlights and Pop-Tarts, then boosting sales by positioning these items together during storms. Traditional hypothesis testing is yielding to data-driven analysis. Systems now identify patterns in massive data sets. Google Flu Trends analyzed billions of models to predict outbreaks, while Target predicts customer pregnancy through purchase patterns of specific products. While theory guides data selection, letting data reveal insights directly often produces faster, more accurate results than conventional approaches. Matthew Fontaine Maury's organization of naval logbook data into navigational tables cut overseas voyage times by a third, prompting one captain to declare, "Before I had your work in hand, I sailed the seas with my eyes closed." Datafication, transforming phenomena into analyzable information, marks human progress. From early counting systems to writing and Arabic numerals, societies have increasingly converted experiences into data. Double-entry bookkeeping in 14th-century Italy exemplified this evolution. Computers supercharge this process. Google's book project demonstrates the leap from digitization to datafication, enabling searchable texts and historical analysis. Social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn transform relationships, thoughts, and careers into quantifiable data, powering everything from investment strategies to cultural research. As datafication pervades daily life, physics reveals information as fundamental to reality. Future generations will likely develop a big data consciousness, viewing the world through a quantitative lens where data becomes central to understanding. Data's value resembles an iceberg. Most remains hidden until activated through new uses. In the big data era, data acts as a renewable resource, yielding returns through reuse and recombination. Companies find novel applications for existing data. Google converts searches into economic forecasts, while Telefonica monetizes anonymized location data. Many organizations possess valuable data troves without recognizing their potential. Double purposing captures data for multiple uses, like surveillance cameras that both prevent theft and analyze customer behavior. Some companies miss these opportunities. AOL undervalued user data with Amazon, while Nuance lost voice recording rights to Google. Traditional businesses also monetize data. Logistics companies create economic forecasts from delivery patterns, while Swift predicts GDP from bank transfers. Data's value compounds through combinations. A Danish study merged mobile records with cancer and socioeconomic data to analyze health risks. Combined datasets often exceed their individual components' value. Google exemplifies strategic collection through Street View vehicles that gather photos, GPS coordinates, maps, and Wi-Fi data simultaneously. Since collecting additional data streams adds minimal cost, companies benefit from comprehensive collection serving multiple purposes. Modern digital surveillance gathers exponentially more data than historical methods like the East German Stasi, with companies like Equifax and Axiom maintaining detailed profiles on billions worldwide. Big data presents three critical threats: privacy invasion, predictive punishment, and data fetishization. History reveals potential misuse, from the Census Bureau's role in Japanese-American internment to IBM's Holocaust collaboration. While some data collection serves legitimate purposes, most modern data is deeply personal. Even anonymous data can expose private details, as when smart meters reveal daily routines through electricity usage. A troubling future looms where predicted behavior, not actual actions, determines outcomes. This shift manifests in algorithmic parole decisions and predictive policing. Though useful for risk assessment, big data's correlational nature makes it unsuitable for determining causation or blame, yet its influence in decision-making grows. In our data-driven world, intuition and originality remain vital. While big data enables success without complete understanding, human qualities, including our weaknesses, are inseparable from creativity and genius. The spark of invention transcends data alone. As Henry Ford observed, had he asked customers what they wanted, they would have requested a faster horse. We must nurture human traits, creativity, intuition, and intellectual ambition as engines of progress. As information systems evolve, individual consent proves insufficient since data's value often emerges through unexpected reuse. Data users should conduct impact assessments under legislative guidelines, judging people by actions rather than predictions. Growing complexity demands transparency. We need algorithmists, experts who evaluate big data analyses like auditors, examining data selection and interpretation to ensure accountability. Big data remains inherently incomplete. Even CERN captures less than 0.1% of its experimental data. Like Plato's cave shadows, our data collection merely simulates reality, requiring both humility and humanity in its application. Big data's power lies not in replacing human judgment, but enhancing it. providing insights while preserving the human qualities that give them meaning.